Rockies and Cubs starting a much-anticipated series. It would be Ben Zobrist bobblehead day. Who better to throw out the first pitch than Ben's dad? Bottom of the first inning, the Cubs would get started quickly. Chris Bryant steps in against Tyler Chatwood.
0-2 pitch to Bryant.
Chris hits a high fly ball, deep left center. Back goes Blackman. That ball is back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant with a towering home run. Cubs lead 1-0.
The 0-2. A little pop fly, shallow left.
Baez racing over, dives, can't make the catch. It's a base hit. A run is going to score. Blackman goes to second with a bloop double. And Baez might be a little shaken up. He is slow to get up. He made a valiant, diving, belly-flopping effort near the left field line. Might have knocked the wind out of himself. He's walking slowly back to short. It's an RBI double for Blackman, a 2-1. There's a fly ball to right, pretty well hit. Back goes Hayward, back near the wall, and that is going to be a 3-run home run. DJ LeMahieu driving one into the seats in right. And just like that, Colorado leads 4-1. 2-2 to Bryant. Little dribbler slowly hit left side. Arenado barehanding the ball and throwing to first in time. What a play by Arenado run. A third baseman barehanding it on the run, moving to his left.
And Schwarber with a 2-2 count here in the fifth. Cal swings and misses. Pitch in the dirt. Walters will throw to Reynolds at first, so that will end the fifth inning. Baez will be left at second base.
And Wilson will hit a bouncer to short, fielded by Story over to first, and Colorado wins game one of the four-game series. The final, Rockies 4, Cubs 1.
The Cubs grabbed an early lead, but that was it in a 4-1 loss Thursday to the Rockies. Here's Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
That's been the big difference for me and their team is their pitching and their bullpen. They're just good there. They've had the good defense also. So tonight, John was really good, actually. Lester, they worked good at bats. They hit the one homer. Otherwise, he had a pretty good outing. We just have to stay within our strike zones and force them over the plate a little bit more, I thought. Chatwood was the thing about Chatwood, the sinker was that good, though. Even though we might have been chasing a little bit low, the ball was really dive bombing at the very end. So you got to give him some credit there, too. But overall, to beat these better pitchers, we have to definitely stay within our strike zones to beat these guys. It seems to be the most trouble has been coming from the West. NL West pitchers have been the most troublesome. The Dodgers, of course, the Padres did pitch well, but this group here has pitched well too. That's what I'm seeing as the distinct difference, because I thought we pitched well also. But again, the three-run homer beat us. You have to pitch better than good pitching to beat it normally. And part of that from the offensive side to me is to be able to stay within your lane and force their pitchers over the plate a little bit more. Again, I anticipate or expect these things to happen during the course of the year. It is a good team we're playing. It was a really well-played game tonight by two good teams, and they got us. Let's just show up tomorrow and see what happens.
John Lester started for Chicago, and he takes his first loss of the season at Wrigley Field. 5 innings, 4 runs, 6 hits, walking one, and striking out 5. Here's Lester on his performance.
You know, LeMahieu, I was just informed that's his second homer in the last 4 years off a left-handed fastball. So that's always fun. At the end of the day, I'll take me throwing my fastball down and away and a guy hitting up a homer. You know, it sucks. We got the loss. That's probably not what y'all want to hear, but the guy beat me the other way. So tip your hat.
The series continues on Friday with Mike Montgomery making his first start of the season after Kyle Hendricks was placed on the DL Thursday.